KQV News Time is 7:23. Well, let's get the latest on the situation, of course, in regards to the big BP oil spill down in the Gulf. Joining us live from New Orleans this morning, AP correspondent Tamara Lush. Tamara, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is the latest? How are things going this morning? Any new developments?
Well, I think the biggest new development is that Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen has written to BP. He's demanding more specific information on how the company is handling damage claims stemming from this spill. Allen told Tony Hayward, BP CEO's Tony Hayward, in a letter on Tuesday that his office and state offices in this area have made several requests for additional information, and they haven't received them. And so that's a pretty big development.
As far as the cleanup and the situation right along the Gulf there, the shores of the Gulf, what's that situation like?
Well, the situation is this. Right now, they're trying to contain the oil with this containment cap, and they're also trying to burn the oil. They're collecting more and more oil from the sea bottom, and then they're trying to burn the oil, and obviously they're still trying to contain it on the surface. Burn it on the surface, use dispersants under the surface, and then clean it from the marshes and, of course, clean it from as many animals as they can.
What, have you seen firsthand the impact on wildlife, Tamara?
I have not in recent days. I know that it is very significant that pelicans are covered. There's been a lot of dead birds seen, dead sea turtles, and things are pretty dire from what I understand.
What's the overall mood of the people in New Orleans, specifically where you are? I'm just curious. This is a city that has been through so much and seemed to be getting sort of its feet back on the ground and now dealing with this. What's the sense? What's the mood in the city itself?
People seem very shocked. People seem very frustrated. People seem very, why is this happening to us again? People are stoic about it, but they seem very shocked and frustrated that this has happened and that seafood prices, you know, could go up. There could be a shortage of seafood, and this could really affect the tourism, the lifeblood of this community.
All right. Tamara Lush from the Associated Press, thanks so much for your time this morning, and thanks for joining us from New Orleans.
Thank you.
All right. KQV News Time is 7:26. Our listener poll question plus traffic and weather on the way next.